Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Film on the Rocks has been Colorado's essential summer event for over 20 years, featuring live performances and movies under the stars at the iconic Red Rocks Park and Amphitheater. The summer series combines some of the best in culture, views, and cult classics. It's really a movie experience like no other, and these viewings fill up fast, so make sure to get your tickets ASAP. They've got some awesome classics airing right now throughout July into August. They've got The Lost Boys, GoldenEye, Legally Blonde, Independence Day, The Shining, Jurassic Park, tons of others as well. May through August, they have 21 drive-in movie options for a date night, or it's a great family outing as well. It's a state-of-the-art 55-foot LED screen, and it's only $59.50 per car. You can pack as many people in as you want. Who doesn't want to go to a drive-in movie on a nice summer night over the next couple months? Really a great time. You also get a dope snack pack with candy and soda and sometimes free packs of beer with that $59.50 purchase per car. Amphitheater shows are $16 general admission tickets, $32 for VIP. Head to denverfilm.org for more information. They've got all the time for viewing and whatnot there as well. Head to denverfilm.org for more info.
There was ever a time to play the funky music.
Non-Nuggets related funky.
There's not. To be fair, there is not. But if there ever was.
Yeah. There will never be a time.
There never will be a time. But if there was.
This could have been the time.
What is up, everybody? And welcome into the DNVR Nuggets podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Go ahead. Go for it. There it is. You're looking around.
I hope you guys took the DraftKings pick of the week last night.
I hope you did.
Bucks minus five.
I hope you did. I hope you didn't do like my dumbass and buy it up to minus 10.
I think that was a good bet, though.
It was a good bet. Yeah. It lost, but it was the right.
Yeah.
It was along the right line.
All my favorite good bets lose, right, for sure.
You can go home knowing it was a good bet.
Although Giannis did go, 17 of 19 from the free throw line side. Maybe I got lucky there. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to break it all down. Guys, this is a very action-packed edition of the DNVR Nuggets podcast because we're obviously going to go into great detail about game six of the finals. Giannis is historic. I mean, I could argue it was one of the best games I've ever watched a person play, and he did it on the biggest stage in the biggest moment. We're going to talk all about that. And then I thought, as interesting as the game for me personally, maybe it's because maybe it shouldn't be, but it was, his comments after the game. And I just think the way everybody was forced to talk about this game afterwards was just such a dub. It was such a big deal that I think it's so cool. And then, of course, we have the fan vote. I'm excited for that. Should we be excited? Ooh.
Yeah, I think I committed like every filming violation in the book.
Forget about it.
Avant-garde.
Forget about it.
Just real rogue comedy, you know?
Yeah. I like how these are fake insults.
We're just disruptors.
Yeah, I really am disrupting the you know, I remind myself of Scorsese in 68, really.
I got to acknowledge the comments. They're right. They already made me uncomfortable. I was showing not just ankle, but full foot at the start of the show.
Yeah, man. Like, your tan is good. It's not that good.
I apologize for the alabaster shine here. Wear your sunglasses.
Show them the shirt, though. Look at this. The Wilson Chandler. This is a D-line.
Yeah, I don't straight want to turn. I'm already sweating. So
that's the first shirt I ever drew, and Wilson Chandler made it his avatar.
Dude, that's really? That must have felt great.
Wow. It did feel great, and it's been all downhill since then.
Yeah, now Vogt's wearing it.
And now everyone... It started off as an expression of joy and fandom, and now it's turned into an obligation that everybody yells at me to do all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Make a shirt,
Eric's
clown.
Persecution complex, also the worst part of DNVR.
You're such an artist.
All right, so I've introduced Vogt. I've introduced D-Line over here, but the man with a fresh haircut wins amongst the skin of his fade. Yeah. It's Harrison Wynn.
Yeah, shout out to my stylist, Caitlin, for always getting it just right.
Nice. Shout out, Caitlin.
Big time. Feeling good this morning.
This is a 10 out of 10 haircut. I'm not going to lie. You know, it really is. Don't you think? It's 10 out of 10.
It is.
Yeah. The handsome one became more handsome. At the end of the show, too, guys, look, I get it's a bit. You guys all gang up on me in the comments to vote against me when we do these snake drafts.
It's not a bit. It's not a bit. You're just bad at drafting.
No, it's a bit. I know it's a bit. If we don't put the names attached to the poll, I'll bet you I'll win.
No, you've convinced yourself it's a bit.
I know it is. I know it's a bit. I know how it goes. I lost to Bia Carr.
You
were
talking
about
a bit, like this bit of Adam like spiraling into self doubt.
No, there's no doubt. There's absolutely no doubt.
And then turning it into a thing where like somehow he's been wronged. Yep. Literally, the internet is conspiring against Adam in his mind. Like this
the
is
the deep state of the Nuggets internet.
This is like deeply upsetting. To be honest, it's like this doesn't end well.
Whatever, snake drafted none. No, so we're going to snake draft TV title sequences slash theme songs. We started out as just theme songs, but I think Eric will agree, a good title sequence, like the way it looks and everything joined with the sound,
so
can
this
be really
is, you adding title sequences made this
first of all
so
I did it at like 7:20 this
so
morning
much more
you've had
because
plenty of time
the, because songs. Oftentimes the title sequences have songs that go along with them that are not memorable. They're just good instrumental accompaniments to strong visuals, whereas the theme song is something that later on you're like,
I'm a versatile like artist that. Though I'm a versatile artist, like I can audio art, you know, visual art, storytelling. Yeah. So
and
I know it's gonna be tough for
you
to
lose all the drafts.
I think I'm gonna get smoked in this one again. Might maybe win it.
I'm gonna win this one, man. I'm telling you, I did my research as I always do. But we gotta start, guys. The top story, maybe of the entire NBA season. The Milwaukee Bucks.
Probably.
I mean, it should be the top story always.
Yeah.
The Milwaukee Bucks are the 2021 NBA champions.
What?
They're the NBA champions.
The first time hearing of this.
Last night we watched the game together. They won last night, beating the Phoenix Suns behind what was just one of the greatest individual performances I've ever seen. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 50 points. And let me put all this. I guess we're going to start here with Giannis, even though there's a lot more to get to. But he had all these doubters, all these people. We've talked about all the uncomfortable reasons why people seem to hate Giannis and no bag or whatever, this or that. He goes and has the block shot in game 3. He goes on to have the dunk in game 5. I'm messing this up. This is actually 4 or 5. And then last night, a 50-piece.
Yeah.
A 50-piece in which he goes, I believe, 17 and 19 from
the
free throw line.
That's the cherry on top.
And it's just like there, you couldn't put a more perfect sort of like, how do you break a narrative as a player than you win the championship with 50 piece, making your free throws and making all these insane plays? Storybook doesn't begin to tell it, in my opinion. Am I going too far on this with Giannis that I felt like last night was storybook-esque in terms of solidifying himself? Unassailable.
I don't think so, man. This was a crowning moment. This was a crowning moment.
Coronation.
That I think will put Giannis in the conversation of the all-time greats. And it's because of last night, man. He got the championship. Like, that's the thing he needed. He had the MVPs. He got the championship. And really, man, really, it's just a beautiful story.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm a sucker for an amazing story.
Yeah.
And Giannis is maybe the most incredible story, like, in NBA history. Like, no doubt, man. His upbringing to come from where he came from. I mean, you can read the reporting on it, and just like coming from poverty in Greece over to the U.S. by himself and becoming the best player in the league or one of them, winning the MVP, winning a championship. I think it's probably the best story I've ever seen in the NBA. And to have it culminate like it did in game 6 with 50 points in a closeout game, what more could you ask for? It was incredible.
I don't know if you guys saw those Mannix tweets circulating. I'm not sure who actually like did this reporting or whatever, but there's a Giannis anecdote about his rookie year where he took a cab send all
story.
Of his money to his family back in Greece. Then he realized he sent so much money, he literally didn't have enough for the cab fare home. Starts jogging. It's game day. So he starts jogging back to the arena, and some fans recognize him and pick him up.
How do they recognize him?
Yeah, I know. That guy really just blends in. No, it's from you. I think Wynn's absolutely right. I mean, how short he's been playing this, the rise. I just think from before he stepped onto the court to that moment he was drafted to now, it's been storybook. And he took his lumps along the way. You know, it's not like he just. Like, I think we like that in terms of these narratives and sinking our teeth into it. And look, Giannis, there are thin lines between where he stands today and where he could have been. And I'm just, when you see his celebrations and the way he's embracing this on Instagram Live, his likability is through the roof.
His likability can't be through the roof. It was already, at the roof.
And so it's just, yeah, how could you not be glad that we're on this side of the sliding doors moment, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and the thing about Giannis, like with his likability, his upbringing, it's like you see what it looks like when a person comes from a place of like true humility. They have nothing.
Yeah.
Like nothing in the world is given to them versus right. like the monsters that we see like come up through the ranks of, you know, the NBA or just all of these like youth leagues that people come in super entitled. Like, you know, you see people pouting and I don't know. You just love that. You just love the guy that does everything the right way, that like is wowed to the point of tweeting about a smoothie and a corn dog and just is just so appreciative and grateful that everything that has been given to him. And he's also like the most gifted physical specimen that I think I can even.
Yes. And no, I mean, like his body control is obviously, but you see like when he was drafted, he didn't look like this. I mean, his body is in large part the result of, yes, obviously a lot of gifts. Hands, enormous, tall, skinny, great body control. But he's also made himself into the like 100th percentile of his physical gifts.
Did the work, yeah.
Yeah, but it you've just never seen a guy this big that's this agile, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's remarkable. And the likability, it's like it's out of control.
Yeah, really, yeah.
I'm uncomfortable.
I think when I say that he became unassailable, this is what I mean is like it's undeniable now what a great player he is. And we'll talk a little even more about this. You called him an all-time great. I honestly think that that counts, whether you want to say top 20, top 30, even climbing or whatever. It doesn't matter.
He's 26 years old.
He's 26 years old. He's 26 years old. And right now you have to look at it and be like, for this year, he just dominated. And at the biggest stage, he just dominated. But I think what's interesting is we've talked about this a lot. Jordan wrote his own narrative. And at the perfect top moment in time when narratives could be mass like sold, but there was like, you could still have the control of power. We've since then tried to replicate that so many times. And I'm not even talking about basketball talent. I'm not trying to argue talent. I'm talking about legend status, like the story that you're able to tell. And we haven't been able to do that. And I think Giannis over the last two seasons, and especially this year, was just kind of like gave in and was like, I don't care. I don't. He talked missing free throws. Like, you see guys that care about that. So he doesn't care. Like, I might go 0 for 10 tonight. I don't care. I'm going to find a way to win if I go 0 of 10 or 10 of 10.
Yeah.
And just all of these different little box that were supposed to be checked. Like, he, I think, overcame them, not because he, like, solved them. Like, he got everybody to agree to his version, but because he truly, at his core, didn't care. And a lot of guys pretend not to care, but they hyper care.
Yes.
I think he genuinely rose above it. And it was at that exact moment that he's kind of ascended to the spot. And you're right that it could have easily gone the other way. So I don't want to make this a like, oh, that is why he won or this or that. Sure. I just think it's a cool thing that it happened at the exact yes. moment that he has gotten over it. And now he is also being crowned undeniably as one of the greatest players of currently playing, if not the best. This might be his league now. But also, he's now like undeniable. All those little things you said about him, well, he doesn't really have a bag. He can't make free throws. Doesn't matter. Champion. Right. And when it matters, he hit him.
Right. And him doing it like his own way, not caring what people think and like making fun of himself, it totally ties into the story of like him doing it exactly how he wanted to. Him staying in Milwaukee.
Right.
And finishing what he started when the easier road would have been forcing his way out and going to a super team, which he could have done. He could have done that. And maybe he already would have had a championship right now. Like he definitely.
Oh,
could
it's
have
so
done
true.
That.
I just love the contrast. Like the immediately I just think of James Harden.
Sure.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys
are you talking about his enemy? Are you talking about the guy yes. who was like competing for MVP? I mean, honestly, he is the perfect contrast of all of the things that yes. you're saying because he deeply cares.
Yeah.
And he wants you. And this is the thing is like he wants to be able to like tell you how you're supposed to feel about yeah. him. And if you don't, like insult you and try to put the pressure on. And that's what I mean about this. Like there is this, and I think it's the way to exist in the 21st century. It's very difficult, but I think it's meaningful.
But Giannis did it the hard way, man. He did the hard way that not a lot of superstars want to do. Like, not a lot of superstars want to take that path nowadays.
Well, they're not able to either. Like, even when they try, like, James Harden certainly tried in Houston.
And he got hurt. I mean,
Anthony Davis
weird.
tried, but they're not like Giannis is. It's more than just like having the resolve. Like he actually is able to do it in the end. He's actually able to grab his team and take them across. Right.
And another
again, James Harden like falters in the playoffs over and over and over. Like,
well, and another part of the story is how like Milwaukee doubled down and like stuck to their plan and their process, and
right.
I don't think really skipped steps and went all in at the right moment. And it paid off for them. That's right. Another part of the story. But I think the bigger one is Giannis wanting to finish what he started in Milwaukee. Like, not a lot of players want to do these days. And for that, this championship is going to mean the world to anybody, to him, to Milwaukee. And it's going to mean way more than a championship for him would have meant in any other city.
So let's save the Denver parallels and maybe lessons for the second segment. But I do want to go to this one now, because it's one thing for us to sit here and say it. And like a lot of people, you know, a lot of blogger types are going to sit here and say this, because blogger types generally want the like small markets, like they're the champions of these small market teams or whatever. But Giannis said it after the game, and I thought his comments after the game were the most revealing, not just because of what he said, but even how he said it, I thought was very big. You have those queued up, Allie? Can we play his video clip here? Let's see. She's got him. She got her. This is after the game. Giannis, and I love that he's holding both trophies. What a badass. Look how what a badass he is.
Just holding two trophies. Like, are you kidding?
All right. Just a sec.
That's always like the iconic photo when you're holding both trophies.
Yeah, finals MVP too.
The MVP and the Larry OB.
You turn it up. Okay. But I'm going to do a super team and, you know, just do my part and win the championship. Still. But this is the hard way to do it, and this is the way. And we did it. All right, so that's the clip. Go ahead and pause it now. There you go. So the thing about it is that when he says it's easy, he almost says it with disdain. And that's what I like about it, is he says, I could do it that way. It's easy. It's easy. And, like, look, he's not calling out any individual. He's like, well, I'm saying he didn't, like.
He stopped short.
He stopped just short. He almost did, too, at one point. He's like, I'm not trying to call anyone out. But, like, the disdain in that really was this whole idea. And I don't think Giannis is one of these guys trying to pump his own legacy. I think he really is saying, like, there's something about this part of the game that is not about just the X's and O's. Like, oh, you put enough good players together, they become it. It's like, no, you dig deep and maybe you go 17 of 19 that one time from the free throw line, because it is the culmination of hours and hours and hours and hours of work, not the culmination of you picking the right running mate to take those for you. Like, you do it. You go through the fire.
And, you know, Giannis, actually, I don't know if you caught it, he did say the right way at one point.
The right way.
Now, I have used that in the past, the right way, and then, like, almost immediately regretted it, because I don't think any organization or player should like apologize for winning a title. That's the point. There's not a wrong way to do it, but there are sprinkles of objectivity here with, like, it's not just some people's preference. It's probably more rewarding. It definitely is for a fan base, and seeing Giannis sort of basically just say that from his perspective, like, this, he all but said this was far more rewarding for me than any other path could have been.
I consider,
and it's just wonderful to
consider,
see.
Consider the moment that Kevin Durant won a title with the Golden State Warriors and then just was immediately on the defense. Everybody was attacking. Like, they were like, this is me. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
there
was
a joyless.
Yeah.
A joyless pursuit.
Like Kevin Durant?
Yes. But like, it turned him into this weird, like, I don't know, like Gollum creature where he's like, has burner accounts and is like attacking Matt Moore online. Like, versus like Giannis is just like in this joyful place. Like, this is what it's supposed to feel like. You're supposed to feel like the right actions are rewarded in this life, and you can't just buy your way to the top. And like, we're following this league. I mean, this league is meaningless unless we assign meaning to it. Right?
Sure. Like, totally.
It. And so for us to sort of watch it and be like, yo, that's the whole point. Like, you want to think that you're watching this because your team can be presented with all of these difficulties and find a way to rise above. And it like reveals truths about the human spirit and blah, blah, blah. Sure. Not just like, hey, let's go. Hey, you're good. Let's go beat the goon squad.
But this is what's interesting is he said it and he got to say it at the exact perfect moment when it's like on your wedding night, you know, nobody can judge you. You get that night, you know, you get whatever, but it's the same. Like you win a championship, like sweet, you get to be completely right. like right. say what you want for us, speak your piece. And he did that last night. And here's the thing. I wonder, will this have any impact on the future of the league? Does Kevin Durant watch this one? When he admitted himself that after winning the first title, he thought everyone was going to say, you're better than LeBron yep. now. And instead, everyone was like, man, LeBron really fought hard in that loss. And he was like, what the hell? And he talked about it being maybe a little unsatisfying or this or that.
Hell yeah,
it was. Do you think that everybody sees how satisfying it was for him and is like, you know what? That's actually a little bit better. I want. We'll have to talk about this on the other side of the break. Let's take our first break, but on the other side, we'll get into that very question. Will it have an impact on the league?
Yeah, guys, make sure to pick up some Mile High City Copper Lager from Breckenridge Brewery this week. Perfect beer for any type of occasion. If you're going camping,
to toast.
I'm going camping this weekend.
You're one-upping Adam's camping.
That's right.
Wow.
You gave me too wide a window, and I just booked something. All right,
We got back-to-back camping trips. Very excited for that. But take some Mile High City Copper Lager camping with you.
I will. It's a good idea.
Oh, my gosh. Have you considered that?
Nope.
You should bring beer.
Yeah.
Oh, camping.
A must-have. You can pick it up from your local liquor store. You can pick it up from the Breckenridge Farmhouse. If you've never been out to the Breckenridge Farmhouse, great spot. Great drinks, great food out there. Tons of fun. Also at Manscaped right now, DNVR members, DNVR listeners, you guys can get 20% off with the code DNVR at manscaped.com. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code DNVR at manscaped.com. Make sure to pick up the Lawnmower 4.0 from the summer. Absolutely essential for a summer in Colorado. It's got that 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch. You can engage a travel lock on it as well.
What?
You've got that 4,000K LED spotlight. You've also got the Manscaped travel bag. $39 value. Greatest
I love that
part
travel bag.
About the perfect package.
Are you taking it camping?
With Manscaped.
I am, actually. Glad you asked, Eric.
But you can get it all. That performance package 4.0, which comes with that travel bag, comes with Manscaped boxers, comes with the Lawnmower 4.0. You can get it for 20% off with the code DNVR at manscaped.com. Use the code DNVR for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com.
Well done. All right, so let's ask that question. Will this have an effect? Just seeing that these ones matter. I mean, first of all, I find it very difficult to think that players don't see this. There is a thing about, like, at the end, people are just going to talk about your trophy count. But I think we're getting a little more sophisticated, and I think players are even seeing a little bit more to be like, all right, yes, you won how many with the, you know, you were on the Lakers, you formed this team here, you did this there, versus, oh, you won five in San Antonio? It's like, you know, five in San Antonio is like eight in L.A., maybe, you know, something like this. And Giannis, I just think that everybody sees it. That was a hell of a – that took the best out of him to get this thing, and that's why it's the sweetest. Do you think it'll have an effect? Do you think other players took note of this?
I wonder. It's also hard not to – it's such a vague international, such a broad umbrella. But I also wonder – you know what I mean? Like literally every place –
oh, like there's America and not America?
Yeah.
And there's the only two types of
people
there
are. And like we link them all together. Yeah. But I do – like – think of some of the current poster childs for this right now. Like Giannis, obviously, as far as guys who have yet to get it done. Jokic speaks like he wants to be Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan himself technically falls into this category. So I just wonder if it is just a different perspective. And as this influx of international superstars continues, does that sort of permeate domestic basketball culture and analysis?
Yeah, I think it could. I really hope it does. But it also kind of takes like the perfect player to come along at the perfect time and the perfect situation in the right city, like to make it happen, to have the right people around him like that, let him make his own decisions instead of having a manager or a handler like trying to push somebody to L.A. or a bigger market. And Giannis is just like, no, I'm my own man. I'm going to do what I want. Like, it's going to be me and my brothers just... We're going to do it here. So it takes the right person. But I think it will because, I mean, we've talked about players writing their own narrative in this day and age, this new generation of superstars. And I've got to think, if you're watching Giannis do this in Milwaukee and just being the king of Milwaukee forever and ever and ever, and now the Bucks franchise forever, it's not going to be about, you know, the run they had with Kareem way back when. It's Giannis. Like, he's the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis is the Milwaukee right. Bucks forever. So I've got to think that resonates a little bit.
He's kind of I'd have to ask a Milwaukee Bucks fan. We'll probably have Chad Andrews on here before too long to kind of tune in. He's, you know, he's been on the show many times. He's a big Bucks guy from Milwaukee. And I wonder if, like, is Giannis the top Buck now? And I think he is.
Yes.
Top Buck.
Well, I mean, you had Kareem.
Yeah, but
Kareem
is a Laker.
Is a Laker.
Yes. He's a Laker. And it's totally weird because Laker. He spent a lot of time with Milwaukee, but right. he's a Laker. And nope. So I wonder if Giannis, regardless of what happens to him from here on out, if he's just top Buck.
I think where he's we were buck. With the culture of stars leaving and the fear of that peaking out and Giannis saying, no, I'm coming back, and immediately getting it done.
Yeah.
I think that's going to push him to the top.
Kareem also was kind of low-key the first guy to leave and go to the big market. You know,
it's like, a bit of an elephant in the room.
So that's kind of a, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, though. What you said before, I mean, there is a conversion rate when it comes to what these championships mean. Like, one Giannis championship while staying in Milwaukee is, like, worth three Anthony Davis Lakers championships as far sure. as, like, the, like one Dirk championship is worth, you know, how many – I don't know, any guy in the Lakers, you're like, man, Dirk got it done. He's one of the top, like, he's the, like, as soon as you,
the Dirk one is special because it was LeBron and Wade, and, like, you thought Dirk was the third best player in that series. It turned out he was the best, yes, at least in that moment and for that whole playoff
more
run.
It's more meaningful because he did it in one place, but it's also just harder.
By the way,
it's also just tougher.
I'll always remember Kobe was asked after the, it was in the press conference, I believe, after the fifth championship, if he had a favorite out of the five, and he said easily this one. It was against the Celtics. He said, and somebody said, why? He said, because it was the hardest.
Yeah.
It was by far the hardest, and that means the most. And, like, look, everybody respects Kobe. Somebody should play that. Maybe I'll cut it and play the clip, but that is a big part of it, is, like, the things that are most meaningful to you. Once you cut out the noise and you don't actually care what everybody else is saying about you and trying to form, once you cut that out, you just look at yourself and say, what was the most meaningful to me? And it's always, if not almost always, the hardest
the challenges.
Thing. The challenge.
Yeah,
and absolutely. Giannis, this took everything from me. I took 50 points and 90% from the free throw line, something nobody would have ever guessed he could do, and he did it. It's just...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you can't argue to me that this isn't more meaningful, and I think every player sees it. Whether it actually has an impact on how the league goes, probably not, to be honest. Probably not. We'll be back next year, and we're, you know, the Lakers are going to pick up another superstar.
Well, like I said, I think it takes the right guy. It takes the right player.
Yeah.
But it also, I mean, it is just sort of like just the ultimate narrative buster, where we're just in this, I mean, the way that the NBA has talked about, we moan and complain about this all the time, but like, it's just in such disarray. It's like so out of balance. It's like they've trended so far into the narrative side of sports where they just want to have this storyline, and the games that happen are sort of like ancillary. It's like whether or not, like, oh, LeBron is doing this, XO, whatever. To actually have a team rise up and win in such a way where nobody was even looking. Chad Andrews, who we were golfing with, bet on the Lakers to win. Like nobody thought that was going to happen. Like,
you just called him out.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, even like the most ardent Bucks fans right. are just like, even guys like us, you're just beaten down by it. Like, you're like, well, I really want the Nuggets to give the good old college try, but we know what's going to happen in the end. And just to tilt that on its head and get back to the point where you're watching sports because you don't know what's going to happen, because it's the supreme drama that's based in reality, and like you're just able to sort of like take it in as it comes. Like, it's beautiful. I love basketball for that reason. And I just hope that even if the league doesn't, the league meaning the greater expansion of the media,
the fans,
just everybody sort of like takes a step back and they're like, oh, right, we should look at this like we do football. Like, every year is a new year, and we're going to see what happens, and the best players are going to become the best players, and we'll allow it to take place. We're not worried about whether or not we're going to sell a bunch of T-shirts and right. whether or not Space Jam is going to be full. You know,
like, shots fired. I think the other thing, we're talking about this largely through, we're also falling into the trap that we're disgusted by it, in which that we're looking at this championship through the prism of Giannis. But part of this is the prism of the Bucks. It was the whole Bucks organization, and you have Coach Budenholzer, who, by the way, you know, what a great story for him. Everybody watching at home, so much smarter than NBA coaches. I don't know if you guys have ever caught this. They're very like, this is a bad coach because he doesn't do the thing that I am saying.
He doesn't make an adjustment.
Where are the adjustments, guys? Adjustments.
Whenever you have like you don't have like the one right player on the floor at the right time, like then it's like, get this guy out of here.
Doesn't know what he's doing. New rule: if you say adjustment, someone is contractually obligated to follow up with which adjustment.
Yeah,
and you cannot say change your pick and roll cover.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's one of my least favorite, like drop show. Like that's like there's no subtle differences between any of these. There's like three defenses you can play. Oh, and there's nothing social. Anyway, sorry, that was a little rant. But you know, also Khris Middleton, who is another one of these guys, a second round pick that the whole Bucks team for whatever reason is a real hoopers know they're frauds. You know, like real hoopers know Middleton's not really that guy, and Giannis is a Robin. You know, whatever. But Middleton just being like the most clutch player in the history of the NBA playoffs this year. I mean, he's like shooting 90% on shots.
It's pretty great.
And then last night, even he hit the biggest sort of fall away, which is the gorgeous one.
Everybody's face at our table is just
the disparity in crunch time production between Khris Middleton and everyone else in that finals, actually all playoffs long, but particularly in that finals. And Giannis was that dude, but in the final minutes of these games, it was Khris Middleton over and over and over.
And what I love about it is if had Giannis not had 50 points and all of these great play, the dunk and all these different things that he did, you know, some idiot might be able to make the argument, come on and be like, Khris Middleton's the closer. I mean, just saying that is so dumb. We get to do the thing that we should always get to do, which is to say Giannis was awesome, Middleton was a great closer, and those things do not, like, that's not that they cancel each other out. They were both true.
They're on the same team.
But so this is what happens no matter what. It's like, yeah, well, this guy's the closer. He's the alpha, but that's the – just like, what the hell are we talking about?
This is the perfect
dismantling of those stupid false equivalencies.
How about it's just this was a great team?
A great team, man. And the pieces fit, and it came together, and guys stepped up. And then Jrue Holiday is the last one, of course. And this is where we kind of get into the Nuggets, to a Nuggets thing. You know, Jrue Holiday was there, and it might have cost Michael Porter. It might have cost every draft pick you have plus Will Barton. I don't know what it would have cost in hindsight. I mean, the equivalent of whatever it is that New Orleans got was probably just every draft pick Denver has and, like, you know, Barton and Bowl. And I don't know. But you get to keep your core. Jrue Holiday is a championship piece, and I was wrong about this. I'm not going to lie. I thought Jrue Holiday, like, maybe gets you over the edge, maybe not. Jrue Holiday with Murray, MPJ, Jokic, we see he cancels out one player in every series.
Yeah.
That's so valuable.
I know this is tough, though, because what the Nuggets opted to do is to get, instead, Aaron Gordon.
Who also canceled.
Also a prudent move, right?
Yeah, also a great move. It's just, you know, if we had Jrue Holiday and then lost Jamal Murray, we would have also – it would also still be
–
That's the thing. And the other thing is the Bucks – and this is a good thing. I want to hit on this point. The Bucks were motive – like, the Bucks went over the top, and now we can say, well, it wasn't too much. But like you hit on this point last show, Harrison, they were motivated by something that no other team in the league was motivated by, which was if we trade for Jrue, Giannis Antetokounmpo is that much more likely to stay. Right. But what this is validation for non-glamour markets who have their backs up against the wall that say, hey, let's just go for this.
Right.
Let's put ourselves in a position, and maybe it takes us besting the best teams or just a couple injuries or whatever.
It's been good of the last three.
Sure.
Toronto.
That's a great point.
Forgot who won in the bubble.
Put yourself in position.
And then, you know.
But I like what you said. Let's not rewrite history. I think the Nuggets also put themselves in position.
They totally did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they totally did.
It's just they didn't get the talk coming in was that we needed a point guard. George Karl's been championing this. He's probably right. But also, like, you know, there's a lot of different ways to approach constructing a roster. And I feel like the Nuggets made, you know, a really prudent move in getting Aaron Gordon. They didn't give up the huge asking price for Jrue. And again, like, it pushed the Bucks over the top. I don't know that it would have for the Nuggets necessarily.
The reason I think the Nuggets didn't get Jrue Holiday or didn't feel like they had to go all in on Jrue Holiday is because they have Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray under contract long term. Michael Porter, they can put under contract for long term. They didn't feel the pressure to make that last ditch, you know, final piece of the puzzle move like the Bucks did. Because the Bucks had to make that move to keep Giannis, to keep their franchise relevant. The Nuggets have a much longer runway. That's why I feel like they didn't make the Holiday trade. But you look at that now and say, yes, the Nuggets window is still open, but like it doesn't feel open the same way it did during the season.
You guys poker players? You guys ever? Did you ever catch that? Was that wave? You remember when poker was a wave? Yeah, you remember the big wave? Yeah.
I had I couldn't afford my rent, but I was like a shark.
Everybody was like about to be a professional poker player.
Like everybody's house. Everyone has they're like clinking chips.
98 to 2004, the World Series of Poker was like, oh, it's coming up in a month, guys. Right, we got to get ready. Dude, it's going to be big on TV.
All of a sudden, every one of your friends knows all of the lingo.
Oh, totally.
You turn on the river?
That's the
vlog. Yeah.
Shut up, Todd.
Anyway, so everybody caught that wave at our age, Eric. But have you ever played with like a professional poker player? They play every hand. Like, you sit there and you're kind of like, ooh, I don't like this hand fold. Like, and then you get it like, okay, I'm waiting for that big one, and then I'm going to push them all. I'm going to be real aggressive once I get that one I can bluff with or whatever. Professional players do that every single time, and it almost reminds me of the Miami Heat. This is Pat Riley. He doesn't wait for cycles. Huh. Like, he's always one crazy trade away from, like, going on, and it seems to work out. Now, he's a great poker player. If the average poker player played every hand, they'd be out in 3 minutes. Yeah. But my point is, I think, to me, that might be one of the big lessons from this. And it's funny because, you know, doing the show with George Carl, by the way, today at 4 o'clock, I'm going to be back on with him. But he's always – we joke that maybe this is a coach's perspective. Like, he's a coach, so of course he wants to go all in all the time. But maybe there is just some truth to this idea of, like – the slow burn is really important for certain stages. But once you get to a certain point where you have enough assets, that's this idea of going all in doesn't actually exist. If you win, you just keep...
Because you can keep going all in.
You can keep going all in once you have all the chips.
The difficulty there is that certain players, if we're keeping the analogy, start off with a larger pile of chips.
Well, of course.
So the Nuggets the Nuggets have to build up the chips, then they can start to go in. But it slowly burns them.
But I think the Nuggets are at the point they can now play every hand.
I would love to think
that's my point.
I would love to think that's true. I don't know if it's true or not, but I love that thought. Love that thought with the MVP. Like there's definitely potential. Like, but you don't know. I mean, like Toronto went all in and then.
They won.
And now
they're still really good. They were in a hotel in Tampa Bay. Come on,
Toronto,
man.
Toronto was the wrong.
They were a really bad example.
The wrong example.
And they still have all these players I like that I very easily can see.
Minnesota is a good example.
Minnesota went all in, and
they definitely went in too early. They definitely went in too early.
Look, I just think this stuff is complicated. I just don't like what I perceive to be a forming sort of online narrative that the Nuggets didn't do that.
Right.
They did. Right. They
got Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, and it was a trade.
And
it cost a good player in a pick. Yeah. Like I just heard a lot of pining over RJ Hampton. Well, guess what? That's what it costs to get a guy that looked like the right move. And, like, this is reductive, but this is sort of my point, this whole conversation is. Like, the Bucks trade for Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton tears his ACL a month before the playoffs.
That's the perfect extra example. I mean,
they're probably almost certainly not winning that championship.
They might have got swept by the Nets where everyone's like, dude, do they suck? And it's like, well, I don't know.
So I know I'm sort of splitting semantic hairs, but like it worked out for the Bucks, good for the Bucks, right call. But let's not conflate their situation with Denver.
And again, just to reiterate, the Nuggets did make a move.
Yes, right, exactly.
They did make an all-in move.
Yep.
It wasn't cheap.
My point isn't more to say Denver hasn't done this or that. My point is more to say that like when Milwaukee made the Jrue Holiday one thing, I thought, man, that's a desperate team.
Me too.
That's not enough. You paid everything for it. And you look at it and you're like, no, Jrue Holiday is an impact player. And is he a top 15 player in the NBA? No. But it turns out that when you're that close and you have Giannis, like those guys, the 25th best player becomes the 15th best player because his job gets easier. And I think that's more what I'm getting at. And Denver's there. They're there now. So going forward, I mean, right now, obviously, Jamal Murray's hurt, this or that. But there might be a moment in time when it's like, man, I don't know. I really like those draft picks. I really like this young guy, this or that. And so-and-so has never even made an all-star team. It's like, yes, but he's a easy starter, and he's the next tier below all-star.
Right.
And Denver's close enough that those are the pieces that get you over.
Yeah.
Screw the long-term outlook or whatever. Should we hit our last break and then on the other side hit fan vote?
We got to get plenty in this third segment here.
All right, let's hit the last break. Fan vote is coming up. Yeah. I have not seen it yet. Very excited for it. I'm not either.
Again, when you watch this and you come back and you see our faces, that's our real reaction.
Real reaction. Deciding whether or not to keep employing Brendan Vogt or not.
If we look distressed, that's real.
By the way, if that was you asleep on the bus, I'm sorry. That was me
asleep on the bus.
You know what? I got to rephrase that. It's camera related. That doesn't make it better.
As long as you're not in a closet with a girl.
Oh, God. A woman.
Okay. Right now, Legal Pete's has a lot of really awesome promotions going on. They have these going on at all six of their locations.
All six?
Including one of them, which is blocks away from the DMVR bar.
I can't wait to hear it. I'm going to go maybe before you're done reading.
Do you guys want to go to Legal Pizza?
Hell yeah, dude. Let's go stir it up together. Yeah.
We always make that joke. We never do it. We should do it.
I know.
Well, if we go, we can take advantage of their happy hour. 3 to 6 p.m. every day at all locations. $1 off drafts, $1 off house and coin style marks, $20 party marks, $1 off large chips and queso, large chips and guac, free chips and salsa if you're drinking at the bar, which is just an absolute must if you're running a taco place, a Mexican place. Yeah. You need to have chips and salsa.
It should be a legal mandate.
The first thing you do when you open a Mexican restaurant if you have an Italian is you have spot, free chips and salsa.
If you have an Italian spot,
bread. Right.
If you have a Mexican restaurant,
Chips and salsa.
Why is it so difficult?
Again, happy hour at all locations from 3 to 6 p.m. every day. $1 off drafts, $1 off house and coin style marks, $1 off large chips and queso, plus free chips and salsa, home of the stir. Illegal Pete's. They actually stir your freaking burrito. What a concept. Right now at DraftKings, you can place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if the USA wins any medal this year at the Olympics. That's 100 to 1 odds on an American athlete to stand on the podium and receive gold, silver, or bronze this week. They don't even have to win a gold. Just win a medal.
Just one freaking medal.
Bet $1, win $100 in free site credit. And then you can parlay that on like a no-brainer and take home your $100.
Take their money.
As easy as that.
Take their money.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. If America wins a medal, that's code DNVR to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. For a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older, Colorado only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Finally, at StravaCraftCoffee.com, use the code DNVR25 if you're a first-time StravaCraft Coffee customer to get 25% off your order from StravaCraftCoffee.com, or use the code DNVR20 if you're a returning customer to get 20% off. You can get a StravaCraft Coffee subscription.
What?
Get StravaCraft Coffee delivered right to your doorstep.
I don't know if I've ever heard anyone say StravaCraft Coffee so succinctly so many times.
I've said it a lot. I have a lot.
Harrison, you're a goddamn pro.
I have a lot.
You are the pro, man. Whenever you're not here, like, I would always fret the reads.
I'm like, well, not only do we do the reads, we're like,
not just vote, myself as well. Yeah, and Eric is like,
oh, not even on the, I mean, like, what are we talking? First off, I don't even belong on the stage to begin with, on this couch.
It's not easy.
It is very difficult, and anytime that anyone but Harrison reads them, I fear that we're actually damaging the businesses.
That's definitely true.
Damn, I guess I need to be on every
You do
show,
need to man. Be on. We're just damaging businesses
I'm
out here.
Surprised Solace Meds didn't email me like, let's drop the kids intro.
Yeah.
StravaCraft Coffee, packed with CBD, can help relieve back pain, neck pain, IBS, long-term aches and pains, arthritis, tons of stuff.
It can also aid the fan vote, from what I understand.
Oh, okay. Use code DMVR25 to get 25% off your first order. Boom.
Great stuff. All right. The fan vote, if you guys don't know, every Wednesday we give Brendan Vogt a camera and microphone and send him off into the wild.
Poor choice.
And it's actually quickly becoming everybody's favorite segment. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I went out to 16th Street Mall, harassed some people, and made some jokes that no one asked for. Let's check it out.
Welcome to the fan vote. I'm Brendan Vogt, and we're here at the world's most hollow tourist destination, the unique and I guess you could say beautiful 16th Street Mall. I'm ready to meet some strangers, hit up some chain commerce, and who knows, maybe buy some drugs. It's all on the table today. Hey man, any chance you want to be on our internet show for like 10 seconds? You don't even want to say no to me? I'll accept no for an answer. Hey my man. This guy's got it down to a T. I know he sees me. He sees me in the peripheral, but the headphones are on. Son of that guy is a professional introvert. Impenetrable force field. Excuse me. She was looking at us. All right, I have found my first victim. This is Candace. She's a normal person, Aaron. She's not a drug dealer, so I think we're off to a good start. Candace, the Olympics in Tokyo are maybe coming up, maybe happening. I have a very important question for you. which Olympic event do you think that you could medal in? And please don't lie to me.
Is there a walking event? Or?
You know what? Sure. Why not? I think there should be. All right, I'm here with Caitlin, who looks like a Rockies fan. Can you give me a nod if that's true? Good stuff. Caitlin, the Olympics are coming up here, maybe, if they happen in Tokyo. And I want to know what event you think, which event you think you could medal in if you had to go to the Olympics.
I mean, I used to play softball when I was in high school, okay. So I feel like that's like the easy answer, you know?
That is an easy answer. Plus, it's an easy sport, right?
Yeah, right. Well, no. You got me.
Hey, guys, any chance you want to be on our internet show here for like 10 seconds? Fair. The thing. Good excuse. Hey, ladies, is there any chance either of you want to be on our internet show for like 10 seconds? No? You got to go. Guess she's meeting those people at the place as well. We got to figure out whatever that place is, Aaron, because that thing sounds sick. Quick question. If you had to participate in the Olympics, which event would you medal in?
Show jumping.
Nice. Appreciate you. That guy's a good sport. Short jumping. Is that even a thing? Is short jumping a thing? I think you lied to me. He lied to me. I know a long jump's a thing. I don't think a short jump's a thing. Or else I would be there. I would have qualified. Which event do you think you could medal in?
Track.
Track. Why is that? Are you fast?
I am Mexican, so it's in my blood.
Okay, that's a joke you can make that I can't make, so thanks for making it for me. Did you ever run track in high school?
I did. I'm actually top 10 in Colorado.
Do you want to race me right now? I mean, I'm in slides.
This is the men's 100-meter world championship final. We are away first time. Coleman got a solid start, but not a spectacular one, but he's into his running now. But it's going to be Coleman's night here in the night sky of Doha. He's in a class of his own.
Can't believe I just went barefoot on 16th Street. That actually might be the single grossest thing I've ever done in my life. My man. Would it be, like, funny if we got in the back of the bus and just, like, saw who would... Mace, I have a quick question for you. It's about the Olympics. It's not weird. My man. Try someone else. Anyone want to be on our internet show for 10 seconds? 10 seconds. Anyone. If you had to participate in the Olympics, which event do you think you could medal in?
Ice skating.
I like that. Were you an ice skater?
No.
But you could be. I like that. It's never too late in life. I think there's a rink somewhere in the city. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. If you had to go to the Olympics, which event do you think you would be the best at?
Sports are not my thing.
Which event do you think you could medal in if you had to try?
Which event?
Yeah.
Probably long jump.
What?
Long jump, yeah.
If you had to go to the Olympics, do you think you could win a medal?
Yeah.
What's your favorite sport? What are you best at?
Gymnastics.
Gymnastics? The next Simone Biles? I can't wait. I can't wait to see you out there. Oh, you want to show us? Okay. Oh! That is perfect. Incredible. My man. Not my man. All right, I'm standing here with a fellow modest-sized man. His name's Malik. Malik, I'm Brendan. The Olympics are here, and I'm curious, which event, if you had to participate, which event do you think you could medal in at the Olympics?
I'm going to say the long jump.
The long jump. I like that. That's a bold answer because I don't think either of our legs are really well-suited for that. That's right.
We could get airborne.
No, wait. I've got a question for you, though. No, wait. It's a good question, I promise. There's always people in the movie theater. I'm sure they'll let us film here. It's one question. Just like someone in the theater. You won't even know, dude. All right, so the movie theater's a no. Let's see. Let's see what else we can do here. I have a very quick question for you. If you had to participate in the Olympics, which event do you think you could medal at?
100-yard jump.
I love that. Play us off, brother. Play us up. My man, thank you. The 100-yard jump. That is not a thing. It's a sick answer, though. I would simply jump 100 yards.
Those are always great.
Oh, I can't believe
something else.
Is the camera on? Oh, there.
Yeah,
we're back.
I can't believe you guys let me do that. Shout out to that little girl though. That was the most wholesome moment.
Oh my god, the little somersault, content. Fantastic! Oh, I believe her.
It made me feel like less of a jerk for everything else that I did.
Are we banned from the pavilions?
We are. Yeah, we are. That guy.
That's too bad.
Was a forceful exit.
Yeah, what did that guy say? He was top 10 in something?
Track. I'm on
general track.
Yeah. The biggest regret of my career to date is not following up on that.
Yeah.
Top 10 in what? Which event?
I got to say, like, that probably was a can of worms. As soon as you'd opened it, you were like, the biggest regret I've ever had is answering or asking a follow-up question.
Yeah.
Maybe it was shot put. That's a track and field event.
I just want to address one more thing. I'm always surprised how votes tiny. How? We talk about it every show. I'm not sensitive about it, though, so it's fine.
Well, that was great. Look forward to next week's. If I have one complaint, 16th Street really makes Denver look shitty.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I was looking at some of these shots, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Looks rough.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just Denver.
Yeah, if your parents visit, don't take them to 16th Street. There's so many other cool places. But well, the Chili's there is okay.
Yeah, where are they going to buy a shirt that has a Colorado flag on it?
That's true.
Or a wolf.
Right. Or a wolf. Anything. All right, guys. To get ready for the draft, which, by the way, is next Thursday, you're going to want to tune in for our draft show. We're going live, I believe, 6 o'clock. Not quite sure exactly what time, but we're going to be live the entire night. It's going to be like 4 or 5 hours of live draft coverage. It's so much fun. You can come right here to the bar, see it on the TV, hear it through the speakers. It's going to be a great time. But to prepare for that, we've been doing some mock drafts.
Right.
Some mock drafts. And
I like, first off, that the mock drafts that we do don't even follow the same format of the actual draft.
Well, they're similar.
The NBA draft,
they're similar.
Not a snake draft, just to be clear.
Maybe it should be pretty sick if it was.
It'd be pretty sick. But we are going to snake draft. Every week we snake draft something different. This week we're going to do television show theme songs / title sequences / title sequences. I'm very excited for it. Allie has given us the order for this. Well, I mean, it's in order, so we'll just go in the order you have there. Vote Adam.
I continue to be the last pick on all.
Are you every single time you're the last pick?
I've never been the first pick.
Make Harrison the first pick. Give him a first pick, and then, there you go. What are we doing here? Harrison's number one. I'm last. Okay. All right.
The pressure's really on when you have the first pick.
The first pick is really you asked for it.
You really did. You really dug it.
So I trust that you guys did as much show prep as I did for this one.
I did prep.
Earlier in the show, if you'd noticed that I was looking at my laptop, I was prepping for the draft.
I prepped during fan vote.
This one's going to be such a good one. And remember, guys, try to be your true, authentic self.
Oh, my God.
I always am. I've never pandered at all.
Yeah, right. Come on.
Me
all right.
Pandering?
All right. Harrison, the number one pick in the TV show theme song / title sequence draft.
My number one pick.
Can't wait for this.
Is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Good pick. I knew you were going to do it.
It's the only theme song that
I had four number ones.
That can come on at a bar and like people will start dancing to the theme song. It's the only theme song in that category. What's another?
Well, hold on. Well, don't say. Oh, what, are you trying to get some intel here? Are you trying to? Wow.
See, so this is difficult, as I explained, because when you throw
well, hold on.
In
can
the
I just
wrench.
Mention the Fresh Prince? Have you ever like seen it at karaoke? And there's these like three other verses that nobody even knows about.
No, I've never sung
this?
It at karaoke.
The actual Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song has a bunch of extra verses you've never heard, and they suck.
But the first verse
the
is first, great.
The regular one,
and that's all that
the radio
matters.
Edit. Fantastic.
Yeah. I think it's a one seed in anyone's.
It's a one seed. Yeah. It's a one seed. Yeah. That's a good pick.
Yes, yeah, so
not my personal.
You put me in a strange place because when I was first thinking about this, a theme song doesn't always have visuals that are as impactful to go along with it, but it will be stuck in your head. It's something you can sing.
That counts though. It works.
I know, but I'm saying so.
The perfect one would have both.
I don't know because. I'm going to take Game of Thrones.
That's a one seed.
Is mostly visual because they change it every
time.
Goats.
It's one of the goats.
It gets in your head.
God.
That's just recognized.
If they don't get it, they're not voting for it. So that's a good pick, man.
I would make the O maybe pick. Small, maybe? I don't know. So dude, that was a one seed. Of course it was.
I know, like, but nobody walks around going, na, 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 na.
Actually, for about 5 years, dude, I'm telling you, like a lot of people
the show,
did.
The finale sucks so bad that people stopped. Otherwise, they would have been doing that. For a while there, it was like...
In my head, I was, Eric, in my lunch breaks, for sure.
All right, the third pick. Two number ones are off the board. There's two more number ones.
I know right where I'm going with this one. One of the longest runs.
You're right.
Audio, visually, it matches up. Right. The Simpsons.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I was
right there with those.
All three of these were.
They also have something different, you know, though, but it's
for
cool.
Sure.
It's like creative. It's
for sure.
Part of
the chalkboard
it.
Thing is iconic, right?
I mean, yep. I can't believe I'm going to get two number ones. See, that was not one of my number ones, although I'm sure it'll get the average human's vote. But that's not what I'm going for.
God damn it. That'd be so calling me a
here we go. Here comes the setup.
I'm going with Cheers.
Okay, great.
I'm going with Cheers.
I mean,
you guys,
yeah, it's a good
absolutely
pick.
Iconic. Absolutely iconic. And then not only that, you know, he's noticed the sequence. It's like the old, like, paintings of, you know, bars and stuff and bar life.
Yeah.
Just very, very clever.
It's also synonymous with DNVR, too.
It's synonymous. Have anybody ever heard Eric sing the theme song? It's
and
fantastic.
My singing's really been on display since I've joined this company.
The world is everything you got. But so much, like...
I put a little mustard on it.
Oh, so much mustard. Well, it's a little too much mustard, if we're being honest.
Well, it's always too much mustard for me.
Now, I only picked this one. Cheers should have been my second pick, but I did this because I want people to see that one top. Now, my number two pick as we snake back the Wonder Years. The Wonder Years, in addition to having just an absolutely fantastic rendition of a fantastic song. Also, the little like Super 8 footage of them playing. Just like, it's so classic. Yep.
It's
man.
Great.
Iconic.
It's great.
It's great.
So this is...
You can just put Wonder Years would probably be enough.
Not so much a me pick. I just think it's like, as I thought about it, I think more people in culture are probably familiar with the tune itself than the show itself. I'm going to take the Addams Family.
Yeah.
Put that at number two.
I mean... Is that really slap though?
It fucking slaps.
It doesn't really slap. Does it slap?
It's
slap?
It's
iconic.
It does slap, but
I don't know.
It's
memorable. But like again, iconic. This is where we're talking. Okay,
all right. I don't know, man. In 2021, I still think people are going.
The Addams Family.
It still exists. If you do it, someone's going to snap.
You took goddamn Cheers. Give me a break.
Cheers is fantastic. Cheers is fantastic. Man, all right. Addams Family. Yeah.
You're up, Dylan.
Oh, I am up. Ooh, wow. All right.
A lot of choices left.
A lot of choices.
Family,
I think I'm going to go.
My board.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take Mad Men.
Good one.
Mad Men. Fantastic.
What are the
intro.
Goats?
Kale is not producing today's show.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to take the.
it's so concise. The songs.
Can you hum it for me?
The visual. And also the song actually is made by one of my favorite artists, RJD2.
Oh, love
and
RJD2.
The visual component is great as well.
The visual component is great.
It's
fantastic.
Good. It's good.
It's a good pick.
Okay. Who's up?
I am up. I am gonna take
He's so excited.
Just put Entourage up there.
No, I'm not Entourage. I'm not taking the Entourage.
Do you know how to spell Allie, before he picks, do you know how to spell the word Friends?
I know nobody on this show will take Friends, so I
he's
can save
it
that until my last smart. Maybe it will right here. I am taking Gilligan's Island.
Harrison Wynn, big Gilligan's Island.
Big Gilligan's Island.
Probably watched the show like once, but great theme song.
You know what's funny is that your two first picks are... could not be more different, but also exactly the same.
They are.
Right.
They're both
the
same,
I would
say.
I'm just trying to reach a broad audience
you'd find on TV Land.
Thematically, they're both fish out of water stories, but...
Yeah. With my next pick...
Oh, boy.
I am pandering a little with this pick.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with the integrity of this
I'm taking South Park.
I don't think that's a good one. It's kind of annoying to me.
Well, that's because you're not a
going
true
now,
Colorado.
South Park gonna have
I mean, it would
time.
Be pretty bad if none of us picked that.
South Park so, is really? Iconic.
That's
man.
A good pander pick.
Yeah. All right. That's all right.
Mm-hmm. Eric Weedham, also known as.
Man, you guys have so many on the board that I'm the second round we do for members only. I'm going to clean up that one, too.
The greatest part about this is how much you pump yourself up during these drafts and only to be just absolutely downtrodden. And then
I'm not even downtrodden anymore. I get it.
And then
I
you blame the internet as a
we
whole.
We are trying to see what average people like.
Do you hear that?
That's what we're trying Everyone to find watching. Out. We're not trying to find out what great people like. Just average people.
I'm going to take the Sopranos.
What is the average person like?
Okay. I'm going to take the Sopranos.
All right, it's all right.
Woke up
okay.
this morning, got yourself a
My
gun.
One, and I love it, and I think it should be on this board somewhere. My one complaint with that theme song, they do the entire song.
Yeah, it's a long.
That's a skip on us.
Yeah, it's definitely a skip.
But
so definitely good. A skip.
But the first 30
seconds
of that.
Your third pick is a skip. It's fine, dude. It's not a big deal. Your third one is a skip.
Not a minor skip.
Wonder Years comes on, you don't skip it.
I will not. I will not select the skip.
Joe Cocker's going to whisper into my ear right now.
I will take Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, man. That was your cookout pick
in the third round? That was my cookout pick in the third round. I did reach on the cookout pick.
I still don't know what cookout is.
Cowboy Bebop was safe until well into the 15th, 17th round.
I'm picking with integrity.
Wow.
It's my pick.
Hey, man. Hey,
it's my
I'm
going
to go Google that because I have no reference for it. Cowboy Bebop. That's great. I actually respect the hell out of that one. So it's me, double pick again? Oh, shit. All right.
Don't pick a skip.
Man, this is going to be tough. Again, it's my list. I have it here. I'm going True Detective.
Okay.
True Detective had the iconic silhouette, you know, that intro.
True Detective spawned a skit on Portlandia where they were talking about guys that like deep, like stringy.
Oh, breathy. Totally. But the song you're saying, oh, I love it. Oh, it's great. Plus with the great visuals, it's fantastic. It's funny you said Portlandia because it was next on my list, but I don't know if I'm going to take it. They have a great one, man. Man. Oh, this is really tough.
We have to get a clock on you?
Yeah. One, two, three. The Giannis.
Let's count down, actually, what they should have been doing the whole time.
Man, how do I go here? I really hate picking back-to-back. It's a real killer.
For somebody who prepped so much for this draft, you seem
I have
wildly
look how many I have here. I just can't have an
He's
hard time
He's got too
deciding.
Big of a big board.
Oh, my
I do
God.
Have too big of a big board. I'm freaking out over here.
Tyler Lydon.
You know what? I'm going to take...
You probably get Trey Lyles in that deal.
Oh, my God.
You know, I will take Portlandia. I'll just take Portlandia. It's great, okay. Great jam. Right. Great little, like... They make fun of the city, but the title shows you there's love there. There's real love.
I have such a good pick if it gets to me.
What do you got?
Do I go now?
Yeah,
you're up.
I will take the Twilight Zone.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. It's high on my list. Although, I had it third amongst sci-fi.
You had yours broken down.
I can't believe nobody picked this. It's been left out in the rain for me to pick up. And I want to thank you and you and you for being a friend. Golden Girls, put it on the board.
thank you for being a friend. This is a sneaky
Travel
pick.
Around the road back again. Heart is true. You're a friend and a confidant. Dude.
That's a great
if
one.
If I was throwing a party and I invited
that
everyone
would,
I knew.
Would go on way before
you would Aldi's. See yeah. The biggest gift would be for me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
All right. Last two picks here for me.
Golden Girls.
Incredible.
I will take That 70s Show.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
Surprised that lasted this long.
Do you know who sings that song?
No.
The Counting Crows?
Well, Cheap Trick actually sings it. It's a cover of a great song. That's a great Big Star song.
I'll go check download it.
Big Star.
Go buy it on iTunes.
Big Star, very underrated.
Yeah.
You'd like a lot. They have one of my absolute favorite songs.
Which is?
13. Great song.
Okay.
All right. What do we have? You have another one?
My last pick here. I mean, I just kind of got to give the people what they want.
Give it to them.
That's a great pick.
I got to give the people what they want. Give me Friends.
Oh!
Give it to me, baby.
Harrison's got Friends 70s Show. He's got the Boomer pick with Gilligan's Island and Fresh Prince with a one seed.
Yeah, he fills out a very well-rounded one.
He might
one.
Clean up, guys. He might, turns out picking first.
I mean, you're expected to win.
I don't honestly. First. A second or third was the spot to be here because picking back to back is it's uncomfortable.
I have a lot of great ones still on my board.
You know
board.
What I'm going to take? And I don't really care what you guys have to say about it. I'm going to take Sesame Street.
Oh, it's a great pick.
When was it the last time you listened to the Sesame Street theme song?
All the time. Dude.
All Jim, the time.
Dude, Jim Henson.
I listened to it this morning.
When I showered.
When I was prepping. A little uncomfortable.
Sesame Street.
Just a little uncomfortable.
Dude, Sesame Street. It's jazzy. It's funky. It slaps.
It's jazzy.
It slaps. It is. It's so true.
I'll take a similar pick. And Super Producer Allie, give me Rugrats.
I'm trying to put Rugrats to it.
It goes bam, 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 bam.
The
bam,
second
bam.
You heard
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
The second you heard it, you would know. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah.
Good pick. Iconic.
Put the period on you guys, yet another really losing hoping. Effort.
I think I'm going to clean up in this draft.
We're going to pick more, so I had to go down. I have to pick all my top seeds.
I think the next round for members only is going to be pretty
good. It's going to be a banger.
Yeah, next round is when we really hit the
chaff. Honestly, it's going to really test the real the wheat from the chaff.
If you win the next round, it's almost better than winning the
It's so true. I'm winning. I might not win this one, but I'm going
to
win the next one.
Sources tell me Eric is planning on taking that little video that runs in the airplane where they tell you to buckle up and to check your safety.
Hell yeah, dude. If you pick that, I'll punch you.
No one liked that joke. I thought it was okay.
I liked it. I played along with it.
Okay. Yeah. Yes and.
I was going to do a yes or. But.
All right. I'm going to take.
Listen to you. Tortured over this pick. Like you're going to win. Dude.
Like, you're not, I like this suggestion from the comments. NBA on TNT.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Can I take the NBA on NBC?
There's some ones like that I have on my board. I'm going to take the X-Files.
Good one.
Okay, it was on my board.
You take round ball.
Taking the X-Files.
I will say, and I was going to pick the X-Files, the audio part, banger.
The
feature is rough.
That's just true. Honestly, as I was doing this, a lot of the like 70s and 80s, when you see them, you're like, wow, this is just,
But it's just like type font.
But honestly, the X-Files is, to me, what I think about when I think of like mystery sci-fi.
It's iconic. I think that noise is
That's the noise. Yeah, it's the noise you think about. Absolutely.
All right.
Guys, we're going to continue this because I'm telling you, I have a bunch of like 2 and 3 seeds remaining.
I got the sleeper of the draft,
but this is for members only. So you can sign up right now. Very cheap. You get a free t-shirt, a DNVR t-shirt. One of the ones Eric designed, when you sign up, and then you get access to all of our bonus coverage. As you can tell, we've started to do this more and more where we put little bits of extra stuff behind the paywall from a podcast. A lot of people love the show. $5 a month. You get to access to all this bonus stuff, including my banger picks. I can't wait. Do I pick first? I do, right? I pick first.
Yes. Yeah, you do pick first.
All righty. We'll see everybody behind the paywall.
Right now at Hassel Cattle Company, DNVR listeners can get 10% off your entire purchase when you use the code DNVR10 at checkout at hasselcattlecompany.com. If you're in the area of the DNVR bar on East Colfax, stop in. We've got Hassel Cattle Company Wagyu beef on our burgers. It's my go-to item on the menu. So good every time. We've got it in the bar, and if you want to experience it and you're not around the bar, use the code DNVR10 at checkout at hasselcattlecompany.com. The best Wagyu beef around. They've got everything from New York strip to beef bacon to Wagyu Franks, jerky flavors. They got everything. Use the code DNVR10 at Hassel Cattle Company for 10% off.